It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Matt Biamonte joins us on the program, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, also one of our BYU insiders for KSLSports.com. What's going on, Matt? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic. We're going over, did you get your ballot for the 60 and 60? Because we're going through it, and I just, at some point, I'm gonna throw my hands up in the air and go, I don't know, when it gets to 40 through 60, I'm not sure how to handle it.
I haven't. I need that ballot, but yeah, it's going to be. Thank you. I want to get my hands on that thing, but yeah, 40 through 60 is going to be tough. But I do think the top 10 should be relatively easy, don't you think?
Well, relatively easy.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, relatively easy in the sense that, but I think it'll be changing all the time. I think that, or maybe not. I just think that the guys who are going to be the difference makers in the state of Utah when it comes to college football. I mean, like, it could be Cam Rising at number one all season long. It could be Jaren Hall. It could be any of these guys. Now, I just named a bunch of quarterbacks, but I mean, it's totally going to be changing. So
part about these kind of lists is how do you – is it based on what you've done up to this point or what you project for the next season? That's what's tricky because you're right. Cam Rising could lead Utah to the playoff or, Jaren Hall could lead – I don't know, but – It's fun. That's what makes the summer fun, is we get to debate these things for the next couple months.
See, it's really simple, Matt. It's kind of like the college football top 10. You're going to have a lot of people from the SEC in the top 10. Probably six teams. So it's kind of the same way here. You're going to have like six Utah guys in the top 10, and then you just kind of figure out the rest from there. So that's all you have to do.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what's interesting. I think a BYU guy will get selected higher in the NFL draft than any Utah player.
Oh, who do you think that'll be?
Blake Freeland, left tackle.
Oh. See, I was telling Scott, I go, there's a handful of these guys. BYU's best players. You got a couple of linemen that are just going to be, higher value because of that position that
so,
they play.
So is he the best player then?
That's what makes the list so hard. I don't know. Maybe now that I'm thinking, I'm like, because in my mind, I'm like, well, he's not going to be the most impactful. But then I'm also like, maybe he will be. Because if Jaren Hall never gets sacked and this offensive line is great, like I think they can be, then BYU could be 11-1. So maybe he is the most impactful and the best player if it leads to Jaren Hall being protected.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
If we start to look at this thing, we go through these lists, and we were talking about Jaren Hall, and Scott's big thing is he's like, look, he's a productive and electric guy when he's healthy, but he's had two really not very – I mean, both times he's been, playing significant time for BYU at quarterback, it's been – he's had injuries that have plagued him as well. So is his ability to be able to just stay healthy, is that really kind of – something that holds people back from putting him maybe in that top five too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, you look at what he did when he was on the field last year, guys. He was an excellent quarterback. His numbers career-wise are on par with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was the second pick in the NFL draft. The difference is Zach Wilson didn't have the injury concerns, even though he had injuries in multiple seasons, that wasn't the perception. And so I do think the injury thing is a little unfair to Jaren, you know, because who knows what could have happened in 2020. If they needed him, maybe he could have went. But Zach Wilson was playing so great, and they shut him down to get him healthy. So I think it's a little unfair to say he's completely injury-prone. And things happen. And there's guys who in college, Taysom Hill is a great example of this. Taysom Hill could never stay healthy, and I think that was probably the number one reason he didn't get drafted, because people labeled him as, you know, that he was never going to be healthy. And then for every year in his career, except for last year, he had no injury problems. So injuries are a weird thing, and it's certainly affecting his stock. But he's more talented than Zach Wilson in an overall package. His arm strength is a little less strong than Zach, but when you add in the running game and everything else, I think he's a better athlete than Zach. So the sky's the limit for Jaren, and if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be one of the top five quarterbacks in college football this year.
Wow, it's a pretty strong statement.
Do you disagree? Do you disagree, Scott?
Well, top five in all of college football is pretty hard, because I just don't think he's a numbers guy anyway. And the way that we look at those, we were talking about, you know, Yogi Roth came on our show this week and he said Cam Rising is going to be a Heisman candidate. And I thought that's a really hard thing to say, because Heisman quarterbacks, or even Heisman consideration for quarterbacks, are nowadays you got to throw for 40 touchdowns and five interceptions to be like even looked at. Because and throw for an insane amount of yardage too, which is not really Ben Cam Rising's game.
Well, it's not Kyle Whittingham's game,
right? It's not Andy Ludwig's game. And so I know they're going to be airing it out
It's not BYU's game either.
Well, I mean,
it's not their game.
Does their identity change a little bit though?
The offenses are very similar. Here's the thing: if you're going to compare Zach Wilson and Jaren Hall, Zach Wilson threw the heck out of the football. I mean, as a pure passer, he's far better than Jaren Hall. And that's what NFL teams are going to look. Does he have the arm strength? Does he have the accuracy? You know, is he a good decision maker? And that to me is where Jaren Hall has to improve if he's going to be considered an elite player.
The stats don't back that up though, Scott.
Yeah, but it's not about stats. It's about talent and ability. It's about can he make the throws? Is he talented enough to actually make the throws? There are guys that have come from schools where where their numbers are not even close to other players, and it's like they're just talent. Their ability to play is just different. And that's just the way I see it with Jaren. And I agree that Jaren is a phenomenal athlete, and I don't, you know, I think BYU could actually use him more running the football, but then you get into that whole thing. He's not a durable guy when he's running the football. At least he hasn't been. They don't have an answer if he gets hurt. You know, there's no Romney there to back up anymore, so I'm a little concerned, and I think they are too, that, you know, we got to keep Jaren Hall healthy. Now, why has he not thrown the ball, maybe with the right zip, or I just wonder if he's been injured, because, you know, you find out after the fact that he's had, you know, he had serious shoulder issues last year for quite a few games, and that will impact your ability to throw the football. But you know, comparing him to Zach Wilson at this point, I don't think they're the same quarterback throwing the football.
That's fair. I do think you are discounting though a lot of what Jaren Hall did last year in terms of accuracy. I mean, there's numerous games where he was pinpoint on deep passes, like Zach was in 2020. The Virginia game comes to mind, where he was dropping dimes to Samson Nakua. Baylor's another one where he completed a lot of long passes. USC at the end of the year, he had some nice deep touchdown passes to Puka. That post corner to Puka in the USC game was pinpoint, tight spiral. So I would agree Zach is better. I'm just saying I don't think the difference is maybe as big as you think. And for what I saw in spring, too, he was deadly accurate in spring football. So I would be shocked if we have this discussion at the end of the year that you don't think that he is a much improved passer this upcoming season.
I've said all along I really like Jaren Hall and his ability. I mean, I've never been
Scott.
I'm not getting that vibe, Scott. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, me neither. You know what? I don't get that vibe either, Scott. I need you to start respecting Jaren Hall.
I feel like Shaquille O'Neal talking to Donovan Mitchell, right? It's like I got to see something. I just have to see some more. I'm just and
I respect that. Hey, Scott, I respect that. All right, we'll see. I'll go to work.
I just wonder if some of his issues, some of Jaren's issues are related to being injured.
All right. Well, I'm interested because these are hard lists to do because if you're just basing it off of last year or the quote unquote potential with the
potential of this year, yeah,
that's hard too. So the balance there is going to be difficult, you know.
Or if you're basing it off who you think is going to project to be the best person at the
pro.
Next level, who the
right.
actual
if you yeah. just went off of yeah being pros and it'd be, yeah. That's the thing, nobody wants to see a list with three offensive linemen on it or like, you know, like an edge rusher. It's like you want to see those offensive guys.
Hans might want to see that.
No, yeah. I know, but well, he actually might yeah. But he's smart about it. He knows where the football bread is buttered. It's not really in the trenches. It's those guys in the backfield. It's a quarterback, it's those wide receivers, it's those running backs. So we'll go from there. Matt, one of the things that I'm interested in, we were talking about this a little bit earlier this week in the Pac-12. On the Big 12 side of things, what's the coaching job that you would absolutely love to have in the Big 12? The new Big 12, sans Oklahoma and Texas.
Oh, man, that's a great question. I would probably say, if I'm being honest, the job that would intrigue me the most is Central Florida in the new Big 12 because they have recent history. They have just a great location being in Orlando. Florida is, if not the best state for recruiting, it's one of the best. And now that you have a Power 5 label, maybe that allows you to bring in some of that top talent in the state. And I just think Central Florida is a place that could explode in the future. So probably that, I mean, I think the easy answer might be Baylor, but I think Baylor would be difficult. Oklahoma State also, I think, has its challenges. So a lot of these new schools, I think, are in a really good position to have immediate success and even prolonged success. So, yeah, Central Florida is the one to me where I just feel like, man, if the stars align, they get the coaching right, and their recruiting kicks up, Central Florida could be a major problem in the next couple of years.
It's a great point because it's, you know, it certainly feels like it has the potential to make the biggest leap of maybe all of the schools either existing or coming into, you know, Cincinnati, I think is in a tough spot because you're always dealing, you're in Ohio, you're dealing with Ohio State. It's, you know, all the time. It's,
sure.
Yeah,
it's challenging, but
all these schools are going to have to shake that group of five kind of label that they've had over the years, and BYU's actually positioned really well because they don't have that as like a real. I don't think people look at BYU as a group of five team, as more of somebody who's scheduled maybe a little bit harder, and they played a lot of really really good teams, had enough kind of signature upsets over the years to look like, oh, this is a bigger program than maybe a Houston or a Central Florida or even Cincinnati who's gone to the college football playoff.
Can you get over the internal barriers and challenges the BYU faces to recruit, you know, with the honor code and some of the, you know, just the academics?
I would love to coach at a place like – I think Oklahoma State is the job. You're competing.
Really?
You know, I think Mike Gundy has figured out – something that, I mean, one, that's where he played quarterback in college. But at the same time, he's figured something out there. They have massive alumni support. This is a team that's on the edge of a Big 12 championship basically the last 4 or 5 years in football. And it's just one of these places that you're going to always get a good crack at talent down there in that Texas-Oklahoma area. And you'll be able to steal some of these recruits out of the backyard of Texas that, they're just not able to fill every school with amazing talent like they want to in Texas. And so I think Oklahoma State would be a good job. Stillwater is not a – I wouldn't call it a booming town, Scott. It's not really a fun place to be, but I do think in terms of – but I'd take it over Baylor. I think most people would be like, oh, well, Baylor's got this this fresh look to it, and Dave Aranda's doing a great job, and they're Big 12 champions and everything. I think Oklahoma State comes with way more of a fan base that is used to being excited about football. So that's
what about Houston? I mean, Houston. I mean, again, it's to your point.
Interesting.
You know, it has some history, a little bit of having some success and notoriety and in you know sports over the years. It's in Texas. You know, it kind of that same whole argument about where recruits are,
sure.
Texas Tech's another
school. Yeah. Tech could be interesting. Any of the Texas schools you're going to have.
Oh, Tech would be horrible. You want to live in Lubbock?
Hey, listen.
No thanks.
Lubbock is the Stillwater of Texas, all right? I've said it for years.
And Baylor's where? Waco?
Waco. Yeah, man. That's the home
Again,
of Dr.
that's
Pepper.
Why I'm saying Houston.
No, okay. Matt, we're way over time here. What's going on Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow for you guys?
Definitely have some football going on. I think we're going to get Tyler Hawes on to talk about BYU basketball and what's happening with the roster and what they do from here. So, just another great off-season show where there's a lot of, previewing football and trying to figure out what the heck's going on with basketball as well.
All right. Matt Biamonte, Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio every week, noon to 3. And also our KSLSports.com BYU Insider. He and Mitch Harper do a great job. Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys. Take care.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.